T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
In Detroit, assessment and cleanup ongoing following that train derailment this morning. The live and local latest now from the city, WWJ's John Hewitt joining us with more, John.
Hi, Jason. Important for those maybe just joining us to reiterate, no injuries, no environmental risk here, but there was a time that investigators were worried about that very fact because of these dozen rail cars. Several of them were the type that hold industrial waste or toxic waste, but they were empty, thankfully. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But DTE energy crews are also on scene now, several of them driving up literally moments ago. They have cut power to this area because a downed power line had energized the railway, but then they now have to upright several of these leaning power poles that were kind of pulled as a result of this incident. Here's Detroit Deputy Fire Commissioner Dave Fornell.
So this was a Canadian National train inbound from Canada, and as they were making the turn here, they're actually on Conrail tracks. They had 12 cars derail. Now, five of those cars were tank cars, so the fear was they might have hazardous material in them. However, when checking with the railroad, the cars are empty.
We are told other cars, though, that did contain hazardous materials did not derail. There were 151 in all. But again, this painstaking cleanup continues as far as first off taking care of the electrical and then trying to upright these dozen or so cars from Canadian National that remain on their sides. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit's police chief speaking out about alleged corruption within the department's narcotics division. WWJ's Sandra McNeil has that story.
17 investigators have been looking into wrongdoing at the major violations section. Chief Craig says they're going to be hiring more investigators in the coming weeks. That's how big this has become. The chief says he's found what he believes to be a pattern of wrongdoing, particularly in the narcotics division, officers not arresting drug dealers, instead taking money and their drugs and making them informants. Not clear if they actually got any information from them, but it's not legal. So at this point, we don't know how many officers are involved or could be charged, how many could be complicit. Anyone with 5 years or over has been moved out of the department, but the chief says that doesn't mean that they are all guilty. Sandra McNeil, WWJ News Radio 950.
It's new on the Auto Beat this afternoon. Cadillac has seen its future and it's electric. As we go live and local now to WWJ Auto Beat reporter Jeff Gilberts. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Jason. The ice age is coming to an end, says Cadillac President Steve Carlisle. Now, ICE is the industry abbreviation for internal combustion engine. He says they will be phased out at Cadillac over the next decade as they bring in new electric models.
We'll be predominantly, if not totally, electric as we get to the 2030. So I don't think we've seen that kind of transformational revolutionary change in probably 100 years.
Carlisle says Cadillac will take the EV lead at GM because the brand is about technology and luxury buyers are more accepting of it. He also says all of the new electric Cadillacs will have good old-fashioned names, not necessarily old-fashioned, but names like cars have had for years, as Cadillac now plans to phase out the current letter number designations like CT6 and XT4. Reporting live, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
With a stroke of a pen, Governor Whitmer expected to make sports betting and online gambling legal here in Michigan. However, State Representative Brant Iden says it's going to take a few months to get the industry up and running.
I'm hoping for March Madness. What I'm pushing for is March Madness. Big Ten Tournament March Madness is a huge revenue opportunity for us. Obviously, the Big Ten Tournament being located down in Indiana, they already have it. People are going to go down there and place their bets. I want to be able to take that money here in Michigan as well.
Iden says the new law is a step forward. He says a lot of state residents are already betting on sports illegally using offshore sites, which do not provide any consumer protection. Michigan Secretary of State says new technology and better communication will cut down lines and improve service. In a Lansing News conference today, Jocelyn Benson highlighting efforts such as new and improved kiosks in branches and at retail partners, as well as better data sharing about wait times. Benson says about half of the time, people don't even need to go to the branch to get their needs met, but oftentimes don't realize it.
And you're going to see next year as we start to implement the solutions I've talked about today, not only significantly less traffic in our branch offices, significant more efficiency in how the appointments are utilized, but we hope happier citizens and happier employees.
Benson says that her plans in 2020 will include asking the legislature to approve some bills to make additional changes. She did not say exactly what those changes would be.
Except for emergencies, a new bill adopted by the Michigan House would prohibit drivers under the age of 18 from using cell phones while driving.
You know, there's all different types of distractions out here, but right now I think we can all agree when we travel down the roadway, we see far too many people with those phones in their hands. They're not paying attention. They don't have their eyes on the road or hands on the wheel. So I think this is something we really need to focus on.
Jim Santilli, the chief executive officer for the Traffic Improvement Association, wants the ban to cover all drivers, not just those 18 and younger.
Distracted driving is a behavior drivers of all ages are engaging in. And that's why really House Bill 4181 needs to be combined with a total hands-free bill, such as Senate Bill 288.
The governor, meantime, supports the bill and wants state senators to do the same.
Meantime, Governor Whitmer making another push to ban the sale of flavored vaping products to kids. The Court of Claims and Appeals Court lifted that ban in October. In calling for the Supreme Court to restore the ban, Governor Whitmer said that the state's chief medical officer has made it very clear that youth vaping is a public health emergency and the state should do everything within its power to protect kids. Federal officials say that 1 in 5 high school students were regular users of flavored vape products.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.